Welcome back to Purim Drashos of the Amorayim. Tonight we'll be doing the 17th Drasha, second to last one, that of Reb Levi. When it says Reb Levi, Amar Mehach, Reb Levi said, let's say from here. And then he quotes a few words, Vim lo sarishu es yoshvei aretz, which means that if you're not going to drive out the inhabitants of the land, and that's the only quote of the Pasuk, but the Pasuk in the Chumash continues, that if you do that, if you won't drive them out, v'haya asher tosiru mehem l'sikim be'enechem v'letznine b'tzideichem v'saru eschem. And if you leave them over, they're going to be these you know thorns in your eyes and in your sides. V'saru eschem, they're going to cause you a lot of you know, they're going to harass you and cause you pain, stress. Ala aretz asher atem yoshevim, in the land that you live. That's all he says. He doesn't even quote a drasha. He just quotes this pasuk, this warning in the Chumash, to drive out the enemies from before you. Rashi enlightens us. He says, "In lo sarisu v'gomer af elush nenashu al shachamal Shaul al Amalek." That we're even punished for the compassion that Shaul had on Amalek. That's what Rashi says, but that really enlightens the whole thing. That this Purim story is a result of Shaul not taking care of Agag when he had the chance. Now, what does this mean? This means that the theme of the Megillah, perhaps in the eyes of Rav Levi, is that it's the story and the continuation of Amalek. You know, of course, you know, have to fulfill Hashem's commands and you know, be mevatel your own das to Hashem's das, which is that's definitely a big theme, and we see that Shaul in part the Haftarah of Shabbos Zachar, Shaul has this intention. Good intentions, right? He thinks it's going to be a Kiddush Hashem. They're going to sacrifice all the karbanos, whatever he was planning to do with Agag. But that's not appropriate. You don't have your own das. You don't have your own intentions. You follow what Hashem tells you through the Navi. And that's what Shmuel says. And that's definitely a big theme of Purim, being mevatel ourselves, being mevatel our ratzon before Hashem's ratzon. Part of the Indian of Adal Yada, that we get to a place of where we say we don't have any of our own decisions and any of our own control, even our mind, which we usually, at the very least, have control of your mind. Our mind, we're being mevatel and giving it up to Hashem. So there is that aspect. But then more locally of the war against Amalek was absolutely a critical thing and a critical piece of the puzzle of leading to the Yeshua, to the ultimate Geula, to settling the land and bringing the world to its perfection. And Shaul failed in that regard. And Shaul left Agag alive, and Chazal tell us that from the one person that was left alive, from Agag who's left alive, so we know Haman is called the Agagi. Haman ben Hadassah is the Agagi, and he, you know, threatens this terrible annihilation of the Jewish people, and that's all a result of them not keeping to this pasuk, and meaning even more so, Rav Levi is telling us that the theme of the Megillah and Purim is the continuation of the Amalek story, and that's why, of course. You know, there are many indications in Maseches Megillah that connect, Amalek to the Megillah. That's really what's going on here. Of course, the Shabbos before Purim is always Shabbos Zachor, and we have this Mechias Amalek, and that's a constant theme there. You could see it all over. Of course, the booing Haman, being a kiyum of Timcha Zecher Amalek. And many other discussions in the Gemara, but to see this theme and this pasuk from Rav Levi really enlightens us to what's going on. May we be zocha to wipe out the Zecher Amalek for all, once and for all.